House will come to order. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move that bills currently pending before this body in the 62nd Wyoming State Legislature 2013 General Session be indefinitely postponed.
Madam Minority Floor Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I second the motion of the Majority Floor Leader.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. By your motion, the motion is passed the House. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the Senate be informed that the House of Representatives of the 62nd Wyoming State Legislature General Session is ready to adjourn.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries. I'm directing that the House Chief Clerk Patty Benskin inform the Senate that the House of Representatives General Session 62nd Wyoming State Legislature is ready to adjourn. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move that a committee of two be appointed to inform the Governor that the House is ready to adjourn and to escort His Excellency the Governor and the First Lady to the House.
You have heard the motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The motion carries. Representatives Lockhart and Miller, would you please inform the Governor, who is in the Senate right now, that the House of Representatives is ready to adjourn, and please escort His Excellency Governor Meade to the House chambers. House of Representatives will stand at ease until the sound of the gavel. The House will come to order. All please rise. Mr. Speaker, it is my pleasure to announce His Excellency, the Governor of Wyoming, Matt Mead, and the First Lady, Carol Mead.
Good afternoon. Please be seated. Thank you very much for the warm welcome. So, as you know, I start out this process over in the Senate. And an example of how much I like the House better than the Senate. I brought my wife here with me to the House. No, don't have a conference with the Senate on what I just said. We'll keep it our secret. I've spent during the session and last night and this morning. And last night I had one of those floppy nights of sleep where you're all over the place trying to think about what I would like to say to all of you. And first, I want to assure you what I'm going to say is going to be brief. And yes, thank you. I was in Washington, D.C. Last week and over the weekend, and met back there with National Governors Association, the Republican Governors Association. We met with the president. We met with cabinet members in the president's administration. And what struck me is that amongst the Democrat governors and Republican governors, we were focused on this issue of sequestration. And there was disagreement amongst the Democrats and the Republicans whether that was the right amount of cuts or more cuts needed to be made. But what there was agreement on is that by setting up something that they all say they don't want now and doing it on the 11th day, 11th hour, that's no way to run a business. That's no way to run a railroad. And oftentimes when I hear politicians being criticized, particularly D.C. politicians, what I hear is, you know, they won't make the tough decision. They're only making the decision that is best for them, or they'll avoid any decision. And so as I reflected on those two things, the sequestration and that criticism that politicians won't make the tough decision, I think that's one of the fundamental things that's wrong with Washington, D.C., is they won't make those tough decisions. In my personal view, cuts need to be made, and they need to make a lot of cuts. But in the Democrat governor's view, they may not agree on that amount, but they agree that they have to make those decisions. And time again, the Republican and Democrat governor said, every day in every state, a legislature is going through those tough decisions, prioritizing what they need in their state, recognizing they don't have a printing press and they have to make tough decisions. And so the main message that I want to give to all of you is this has been a tough session, and I know that. But I also know that it is better to have a tough session than to avoid those issues that affect generations to come. You all have tackled those issues. You have had disagreements amongst each other. You've had disagreements with the Senate, and you've had disagreements with my office. But we didn't avoid those. Instead, we trudged through, made the best decisions we could, and moved on. You all leave your families and your homes and your businesses, and you come down here, and you make those tough decisions. And I, for one, continue to appreciate and respect each and every one of you for serving the state in that wonderful way. I think sometimes, as the headlines often read, some of the most controversial issues that we addressed this session, some of the many good things were overlooked. We did a lot of heavy lifting this session. In my state of the state, I asked for 6.5% budget cuts, and we got 6.5% budget cuts. I asked for flexibility regarding large capital projects, and you all provided the SIPA account. I asked for an opportunity to continue to fund the Madison Project, for landfills, for the School of Engineering, and you all stepped up and addressed that. I asked for funding for fire. Now, there was a little discrepancy how that was done, but we got to a result that I'm assuming everyone agrees with, probably wrongfully. But we go through those things, and we make those decisions, and we move on. And so as you leave today or tomorrow, whenever you go home, I want you to know that I do appreciate your work. I do appreciate there's going to be agreements and disagreements, and sometimes they'll be strong. And I also appreciate that you all be criticized for the decisions you make, and that you have tough skin, and you can take fair criticism. But you're not, last time I checked, well paid for these jobs. You do this as a service, and we never want unfair or threats or criticism that is fundamentally untrue or racist or sexist. And you didn't sign up for that. I am paid. You all serve in a different way. So as you've gone through that, it makes me doubly appreciate the work you've done and sometimes the difficult work environment. But you've got a lot of good things done, and we've got a lot of challenges ahead. From my perspective, with the budget and some of the bills that were passed, from everything from human trafficking to other important issues that face our state, you've done a good job. And I say you've done a good job even in those areas where I fundamentally disagreed and disagreed strong with you. You've moved the state forward. And so I will conclude with this. I said I'd be brief. And as you come back next year and you begin to address the budget session, I want you to start not just with what's on the goldenrod, the number that's on the goldenrod. I want you to start with, this is the goldenrod, and Meade was brief last year, and he gets credit for that. So I won't keep you. I know everyone's eager to get home. Thank you for your work. Thank you for tackling the tough issues. Thank you for the criticism that you take and still trudge forward, making those tough decisions. And I know that as I have complaints about Washington, D.C., and Congress and the administration because of what they failed to do, that's the problem with Washington, D.C. The flip side of that is a citizen legislature that serves in the honorable way that you serve is an answer. And it's been an answer for Wyoming since statehood. And you're part of that proud tradition. And I thank you for your work. Carol and I wish you all Godspeed. God bless. Mr. Speaker, thank you very much for giving me this time.
Governor Meade and Carol, on behalf of the members of the House of Representatives, thank you for your visit and your closing remarks. Representatives Miller and Lockhart, would you please escort His Excellency and Mrs. Meade from the House chambers?
Try to see if they can control it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move the following. Number one, that the House of Representatives 62nd Wyoming State Legislature General Session adjourn until a date and time which are determined jointly by the Speaker of the House of Representatives and the President of the Senate for the purpose of calling the House and Senate back into session. Number two, that if no such time is established before December 31, 2013, the House of Representatives 62nd Wyoming State Legislature General Session is adjourned sine die effective 12 o'clock noon on that date, and the Legislative Budget Session 62nd Wyoming State Legislature shall convene at 10 o'clock, shall convene on the 10th day of February 2014 at the hour of 10 a.m. Number three, that the House of Representatives specifically concurs in any identical motion adopted by the Senate. Number four, that if the Senate fails to concur in the action of the House of Representatives under paragraphs 1 through 3 of this motion, by adopting an identical motion applicable to the Senate, the House of Representatives 62nd Wyoming State Legislature General Session is adjourned sine die.
You have heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. By your vote, the motion is passed the House. We're now at that order of business of reading and approval of the journal. We're now at that order of business of reading and approval of the journal.
Mr. Speaker, your journal committee reports that the journal of February 27 has been read, and I move that it be approved.
Representative Filer.
Mr. Speaker, I second the motion.
There being no objection, the report is adopted. We're now at that order of business of messages from the Senate.
Message number last. Okay. Mr. Speaker, this is informing me that the Senate has completed its business and is ready to adjourn. The Senate adopted the following motion. One, that the Senate 62nd Wyoming State Legislature General Session adjourn until a date and time which are determined jointly by the President of the Senate and the Speaker of the House of Representatives for the purpose of calling the Senate and House back into session. Number two, that in no such time is established before December 31st, 2013, the Senate 62nd Wyoming State Legislature General Session is adjourned, signed, die effective at 12 o'clock noon on that date, and the Legislative Budget Session 62nd Wyoming State Legislature shall convene on the 10th day of February 2014 at the hour of 10 a.m. Number three, that the Senate specifically concurs in the identical motion adopted by the House of Representatives. Number four, that the House of Representatives fail to concur in the action of the Senate until or under paragraphs 1 through 3 of this motion by adopting an identical motion applicable to the House of Representatives of the Senate 62nd Wyoming State Legislature. General Session is adjourned. Sincerely, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk.
Subject to the conditions set forth in Majority Floor Leader Brown's motion, the House of Representatives 62nd Wyoming Legislature General Session is adjourned and shall convene the Legislative Budget Session on the 10th day of February 2014 at the hour of 10 o'clock a.m. Representative Winters.
I'm honored to close our session in prayer. On this floor, we've worked together. We've agreed, we've argued, but in all of it, we've developed a lot of friendships. And I'm thankful for the opportunity to have served with you. Let's go to our Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you for the privilege of being your servants. We thank you for offering guidance to us during this session. I thank you for being our ever-present help, for being our provider, for giving us wisdom when we need it. And Lord, may our hearts never cease from turning to you.
may we always be a reflection of your joy, of your love, and of your peace. You are the one who gives light to those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death, and guides our feet into the ways of peace. So help us to trust you with all of our hearts, to lean not to our own understandings, and in all of our ways acknowledge you, so that you might direct our paths. Father, today I pray for those across the state who are working, someone who has just responded to a crash, to the doctor or nurse who are looking for answers to help someone right now. I pray for that teacher who's trying to find a way to reach into a child's life so that they might help that individual. I pray for those who are overseas in harm's way, who need help that only you can provide. Lord, in all of these things, we acknowledge our need of you. So guide us, O thou great Jehovah. We are weak, but you are mighty. So hold us with your powerful hands. We love you, we honor you, and we thank you for this privilege. We pray this in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.
At the hour of 3:52 p.m. on the whatever day today is, the House is adjourned.